You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan, and talking today with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Hey, Molly, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So last week was kind of a big week for grocery deliveries in Oklahoma City. First, we learned Amazon would begin grocery deliveries in the metro through Oklahoma City's Whole Foods. Then we found out another chain would start delivering groceries with driverless vehicles. Let's start with Whole Foods and Amazon. How will this work? And can anybody in the metro have their groceries delivered from Whole Foods now?
People who are Amazon Prime members can order, and they order more than $35 in groceries, can have those items delivered for free in 2 hours. There are Amazon employees in the store filling the orders, and an Amazon Flex driver delivers the items. Amazon Flex is the company's last mile delivery service. And there is other people can order as well. There's a fee for that. But deliveries can be made in a pretty wide range. Residents can, from Edmond to South Oklahoma City to Jones and even west to Bethany, can get deliveries.
So Whole Foods is joining Walmart in offering grocery deliveries here in this market. How does Walmart's delivery service differ from Whole Foods?
So Walmart's big pitch is that it offers delivery without someone having to be part of a subscription service like Amazon Prime. Walmart's delivery comes with a $9.95 cost each time, though. At Walmart, the minimum order is $30 for delivery. The service is available from 40 stores in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa.
As I mentioned a little while ago, the Buy for Less grocery company, which operates Uptown Grocery and a few other stores, announced it would begin grocery delivery with self-driving cars. Who is Buy for Less working with, and how long have they been talking about this?
This partnership has been in the works for about 6 months, so it moved pretty quickly. The vehicle company UDelve is based in San Francisco. The vehicles will have a safety driver in Oklahoma until the laws are changed here. So UDelve co-founder Daniel Lari said the vehicles are driven by a safety driver in California as well. There, the state has passed a law where the company could get a permit to operate the vehicles without a driver, but it has not done that yet.
Now, this is still a ways off in the future, right? What still needs to be done before driverless cars are on the roads here in Oklahoma?
The laws have to be changed. I thought it was interesting and quite helpful that the Buy for Less owners, the Benkowskis, had Mike Patterson at the press conference. He's the executive director of the state's Department of Transportation. He said there are varying levels of autonomy in vehicles, from ranging from 1 to 5. And so if you think about your own cruise control, that's about a 2 or a 3. But a driverless car is a 5, and that's illegal. Even a vehicle where someone is sitting behind the wheel and not ever driving is illegal. So there's work to be done. But he's a big fan of autonomous cars, so it finally seems like he has a reason to push these laws forward rather than just speaking in hypotheticals and, you know, the this technology is coming type argument.
Anyway, back to grocery deliveries. What are the trends showing us now? Is this the biggest growth area for grocery stores currently?
Yeah, it seems like that. I was talking to my colleagues about this because grocery has changed so rapidly. When I started this job 5 years ago, I would go to retail discussions, and the big point was, you know, as everybody was talking about the change in online sales versus brick and mortar, it seemed like online sales would never pass brick and mortar sales. And one of the reasons was because most retail is grocery and gasoline. But these times are changing, and online grocery sales are not expected to slow down anytime soon, according to a May report from Brick Meets Click. The strategic advisory firm focuses on how technology and new players are changing grocery shopping and food retail. And so these analysts predict that online sales will grow faster than in-store sales. Between now and 2022, online sales will have a combined annual growth rate of 13%, while in-store sales will only grow about 1.3%. So I'm really looking forward to seeing kind of what comes next, especially with our local owners. Tulsa-based research has been known to really invest in its stores, so it'll be interesting to see what they do as far as getting grocery delivery. Right now, they use the company Shipt.
Molly Fleming is a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.